Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Stuart Ward, who is the lead in the new musical Once at the Kennedy Center. Stuart, thanks so much for coming on WTOP.
No problem at all.
Now, you've played this role before, right, in London?
That's right, yeah, in the West End.
Okay. How many years ago was that?
It was 2 years ago now. Wow, that's flown by.
And did you take a break in between there, or have you steadily played that between now and then?
No, I kind of steadily played. They gave me, I think maybe 5 days to kind of pack up all my stuff and say goodbye to my family and then move to the other side of the world. So it was quite a quick turnaround.
Now, had you seen the Broadway version before you started in the role?
No, I've never actually seen the Broadway version, to be honest.
Okay.
And now it's closed, so I guess I never will. But I was involved with the West End production, but no. Once we got to New York, rehearsals were so intense that once we finished rehearsals, I was just going home and kind of getting something to eat and going to bed. So I never actually saw it. That's pretty bad of me, actually.
It's all right. Had you seen the movie version?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I loved the movie. Yeah, I saw the movie years ago, like in 2008, maybe. Not sure. I remember it quite vividly. Actually, I was rehearsing with a girl who was playing piano and backing vocals on my own music, and we watched it together one day when we were finished rehearsals. It was quite strange watching it, knowing we were kind of doing the same thing.
Absolutely. Let's say some of our listeners, maybe they've seen the movie but are unaware of, you know, the stage musical version. Explain to them how it differs and why they should come out and see the play, even if they've already seen the movie.
Oh, the stage version is a lot different, actually. And it kind of has to be, in a way, because there are certain things on there that you need on the stage that just wouldn't work on them. If we were to take the movie and just put it on stage, I don't think it would work. I mean, it's very kind of intimate and just about those two in the movie, you know, and like a lot of very close shots on them as well. If we kind of just put two people on a stage in a 3,000 seat theater, people will get bored quite easily. So we've brought a lot of characters in the film to life a lot more. And for instance, you know, the shopkeeper in the movie only has one line, but in our show, he's probably the third principal character of the show, and he's a huge part. He's kind of our comic relief character, if you like. So, and there's, you know, as I said, there's a lot of comedy in this version as well, which kind of gives the romance a more emotional punch, I think.
For sure. How about, you know, music-wise, are there, I assume, additional songs from the movie as well?
There's a couple of additional songs, yeah. We haven't strayed too far away from the movie. There's one of Glenn's songs called Sleepin' is in the stage show, which isn't in the movie. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of Czech folk songs that appear in the musical as well. Mm-hmm. And also, before the show actually starts, we have a jam session on stage, which the audience are invited to come up and grab a drink from the bar on stage and listen to as well. So and that varies every night depending on what kind of mood we're in.
That pre-show thing, just in case it flew by and our listeners missed it. If you get there early, I think if you get around, the show starts at 7:30. But if you get there around what, like 7? Reiterate that a little bit.
I'd say get there about, you know, 7:10 maybe, and at that moment while everyone else is coming into the show. If you get there early, you'll be able to go on stage. And there's actually, the set of the show is a bar, and the bar is a functional bar as well. So you can come on, and you can get a drink and crowd around us and, you know, clap along or sing along if you know the words. And, just generally get involved.
Is that true during intermission or after the show as well?
Yes, it is true during intermission. After the show's finished, so we don't have it there. That would be kind of weird.
No after party.
Yeah, no after party. You know, we want to go home at that point. But no, in the intermission as well, the same thing applies. There's no music, but you're still allowed to get up there and get yourself a pint.
That's so cool. Hey, then that's fitting. You mentioned the music a few minutes ago. Obviously, Falling Slowly won the Oscar. What do you think it is about, not just that song, but all the music itself? You know, why is this? What do you think makes it so great?
Well, it's strange, isn't it? Because when Glenn wrote all this music, you know, he obviously never had it in mind to be a stage musical. He never even had it in mind to be a movie. You know,
it was just
songs that he'd written, but they kind of lend themselves to a theatrical side, I think, because they're so so narrative and so kind of the, so, you know, they paint a picture of love and relationships. So it lends itself to the stage quite a lot, even though that wasn't his intention. So I think people can kind of relate to the songs a lot as well, because they are about kind of like lost love or love, you know, not happening the way you expect and things like that. And yeah, I just think they're brilliant songs, and the orchestrations by Martin Lowe, our musical supervisor, is excellent as well.
They really are brilliant, and you know, they're beautiful love songs, but there's like a haunting quality to them too. And you know, you listen to it once and you'll never forget it. Tell me about your co-star. What's it like working with her, and how did you guys go about crafting these romantic roles together?
Yeah, it's great. Danny's fantastic, and we only met each other on the first day of rehearsal, which was kind of bizarre because, you know, Danny was already in New York. She lives in New York, whereas I came from London, so it wasn't possible for us to meet before the show, you know, started. So we only actually met each other on the first day of rehearsals, and you know, I think there was a bit of apprehension in the air, you know, with the casting people and the directors wondering if our voices were going to blend, or wondering if there was going to be any kind of like magic or charisma between us. But fortunately there was from the get-go, and yeah, I love working with her.
Now, what's it, just tell me what it's like, how exciting is it to be at the Kennedy Center? It's such a great, you know, venue. Did you guys actually have a show? Is your first one tonight?
It's our first press night tonight, I believe, but okay. We opened last night. Okay. It was a kind of a preview, I guess.
Gotcha. All right. Well, since you've done it already, then what was it like playing in front of a Kennedy Center crowd for the first time?
It was brilliant. It was brilliant. I mean, this whole building has just floored me, to be honest. We don't have anything like this where I'm from. Navigating the building's hard enough. I mean, just getting from the car park to the theater is crazy. It's just huge. I mean. But it, I mean, we walked in yesterday on the way to the theater, and there's a concert pianist just playing in the foyer, and you're like, God, this is it's unbelievable. And the crowds are fantastic, you know, good, solid theater crowds, you know, that are really listening. And so, yeah, we feel really lucky to be here, and especially to be here for so long as well.
Awesome. Well, you think you're lucky, but we're the lucky ones to have you. And thanks so much for taking the time to come on WTOP, preview it a little bit. I'm going to be getting out there to see it, I think, one day next week. So I'll look forward to seeing you.
Okay, cool.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.